Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my views and life in pursuit of greater engagement, connection, and, of course, emotional relief. This will be Season 15, Episode 59, entitled Routine Disruption. Since my partner had their winter visit a couple weeks ago, things have been pretty chaotic as far as my routine has goes, and as a neurodivergent person, I have a lot of inertia, and disruptions in my routine is hard, and change in general is hard, even if that change is good for me. I'm extremely grateful and very much in love still with my partner Vinny, who is getting me through all this from far off Seattle, a city that is currently under a tsunami warning, and I'm trying not to worry and think about that. I also want to thank my first patron, Stu G, for his kind donation and show of support. In all that follows, please, please know that no matter how you are listening and supporting this show, I am grateful for you, the listener, no matter where you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in finding out how you can support the show, please visit knickknackpod.net. Now, before ado is in any way furthered, let's listen to a bit of Josh Elkinberry's Raindrop Rhapsody and get started. So the first topic I want to talk about today is inertia. It is extremely hard for me to change my routines and to change my focus. It just takes a lot of time. If I'm doing something, say a podcast, and somebody calls me on the phone and interrupts me, it gets chaotic. And that's just one example of how a disruption in my internal flow can throw things for a complete loop. Meeting Benny was unexpected. Meeting Benny was a wonderful surprise. Meeting Benny was probably a natural progression of things I was already doing, but it has really thrown my little life for a loop. And as much as I enjoy spending time with Vinny, and as much as I love Vinny, it has really called into question the things that I do on a day-to-day basis. How I spend my day, how I spend my time, what I do from day-to-day, it all has changed because of my partner, and there's some wonderful changes there, but then there's also a lot of time spent worrying about my partner, there's a lot of time spent wanting to be with my partner, and it takes something that used to be so simple. Just, you know, going for a flight in Flight Sim, or making a podcast, or whatever it is. Something that used to be a solitary activity, and used to be pretty simple to do, that something that I would have absolutely no qualms spending time doing. And suddenly it adds this whole other dimension to it. And it's very confusing, very overwhelming, and very stressful, and I know I will get through it. I know I will somehow get my stuff together, organize my apartment, clean my apartment, survive the upcoming jury duty, survive the Section 8 inspection, survive the impending continuing disability review whenever that happens, and get my stuff and get myself and my cat Angela to Seattle to be with my partner. But oh dear gosh, in this moment, in this early January, this early start of 2022, it just seems like this huge mountain of things. And I have been working very, very hard to try and keep my inertia in a positive direction. Like I said at the start of the year, momentum, right? Trying to keep that momentum going before I lose it, because that is something about my neurodivergent self that I know. I can lose energy very, very quickly at the tiniest stumbling block. I've got to, you know, make myself keep producing podcasts, even if I'm not sure if that's the best use of my time. I've got to make myself keep doing Flight Sim in a more moderated way, or playing Civilization. I've just got to keep my routine going. So I've had a lot of doctor's appointments because I'm thinking about starting hormone replacement therapy soon, and very nervous about that. That will obviously impact my relationship. That'll obviously impact my life. But I think it's the right thing to do. I have a very hard time articulating why it's the right thing to do, other than to say, almost jokingly, man, I feel like a woman, or at least a non-binary woman, however one would define that. But I don't know, it just feels right. And, you know, I know there are some things that people would criticize about my decision making or the way I present, but I tell you right now, I've lived in this world long enough to know that it's not about convincing other people of the validity of what you're doing. I mean, yeah, the functional world, occasionally you have to convince people of the validity of what you're doing, and that's kind of the way the podcast works. But as far as gender transition stuff goes, it's about making yourself feel valid. As it is, I've always felt invalid. I've always felt like the things I like are not consistent with being a man. They're not consistent with being a woman either, entirely a woman, partially, you know, partially a woman, more like non-binary femme is kind of where I'm starting to go, and I'm trying to get the guts to slowly make these things happen, and it's incredibly nerve-wracking. It's incredibly scary. Especially being open in my home, in my own hometown. I would much rather have more of this transition happen in Seattle, where I have my partner Vinny to keep me safe and to take care of me and to work with and to make it so that I don't lose focus and entirely go down a rabbit hole of hyper focus. And then also, it's just a place away from here, and I've always been here, and I need this to happen. So I'm trying to get a head start on the gender transition stuff. I'm trying to make it happen here, but it takes an incredible amount of courage. I'm debating in my head whether or not I'll wear somewhat thin clothes to the jury duty thing. I'm not liking the fact that they're going to use my dead name, and I can't do much about that right now. I have some paperwork to change it, but Benny and I had talked about it, and we were planning on waiting to until we officially get hitched to change our names. So I'm just going to have to grin and bear it. A lot of the stuff I have to grin and bear somewhat alone, and that's the hard part and the confusing part, because online relationships, I mean, internet technology is great when it works, but Comcast, reliable, not so much. And we're doing what we can to keep ourselves connected, but right now, as I sit here recording this, it's dark 30 in the morning. I saw something on Twitter about a tsunami warning in Seattle, and I'm just freaking, and I'm trying to keep my head above water. I have to really focus, really channel my neurodivergent abilities, and make that, you know, use the hyperfocus as a tool to get me through. Right now I need to just focus on continuing to rest after all these appointments. I just booked far too many appointments, and they all happened in a short spell after Vinny went home, and I'm plumb tuckered out. I'm hoping that the routine of Flight Sim will return eventually. Just the comfort of being able to do a flight. I've been trying to do all these flights recently, and I either half-ass them or I don't complete them, and I'm not quite sure what's up with that. I'm obviously spending as much time with Vinny as I can, and we're doing primarily Discord, and we're just enjoying each other's company and trying to make it work. It's very hard right now because I can't, because of the Section 8 inspection and the possibility that the Section 8 inspection might not go well. I don't feel comfortable booking a trip, so I can't book a trip to see Vinny yet, and even if I could, I'm not sure if budget-wise that makes sense, or if we just need to, you know, grin and bear it and crunch our pennies to try and make a move happen in May. So, again, I say, with all sincerity, I appreciate you listening. That's huge. That's great knowing that there are other people out there in this world that care about my little struggles and that might be interested in just the documentation process of what it's like to be a neurodivergent, non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests in the U.S. in the 21st century. But I hate to say it. Because, you know, I'm a socialist and I don't try and go this direction very often, but the capital helps. The capital as in the money. If you can donate to the Patreon or if you can donate to the PayPal, that would really help. As I try and keep this stuff going. And I'm doing the best I can to keep my production rate relatively consistent. I'm trying to produce 2 Knickknack podcasts a month. This will be number 2, so I'm good on that score. It is technically the 16th of the month, so I guess I'm a little bit delayed or a little bit slower on getting this one out there, or at least recording it, than I would otherwise be. But I am trying to do 2 Knickknack podcasts a month, and then 2 FS Ride-Alongs a month on top of that. The FS Ride-Along show may need to change. I don't have the time or the spoons to really rethink it right now, but I've been playing Civilization 4 recently, and I've been playing Civilization 4 to... I was missing Leonard Nimoy, as any good geek does, and I remembered that Leonard Nimoy did the voiceovers for all the history quotations in Civilization 4, so I played through a game of Civilization 4, played as Russia, and adopted communism, because that's what I do, and promptly, towards the end of the game, invaded France, and decided to spare the one last French city after storming through the French capital of Paris. And I figured, you know, that's revenge enough on Napoleon. I don't need to wipe him off the map. But I got a time victory, and at the end of the game, they compared me to Dan Quayle. So, you know, life is not fair. And I'm just doing the best I can as a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests in this world that I can do. I'm having an awful hard time continuing to let go of my passions for the political world, for the writing the great injustices of the world. But at the same time, I know that it's come to this point in my life where I need to focus on me, where I need to focus on making my story a little better than it might otherwise be. And I know that sounds selfish, but I have put so much time and energy into things over the past year or so that it's time. I noticed in the editing for the last episode that I had audio problems, so I did get a cheap replacement headset. If we can manage to get some support here and I can get some donations, I will try and get a new equipment. Then he had an interesting point about podcasts and how, and I don't want to do this. I want to maintain my integrity and maintain all that makes this podcast what it has been for the past 15, almost 16 years now. Just an authentic slice of life, a real piece of my world, and sending it out and sharing it with your world to give you some insight, perspective, to reach out to people that might be facing similar hurdles or challenges in their life. And also, you know, from a historical perspective, if somehow Anchor survives the apocalypse, or what seems to be the apocalypse, as life continues here in the early 21st century, you know, to document it for historical sake. So, for all these reasons, I want to maintain my style as much as I can. You know, I kind of do a little bit of pre-scripting initially. The episodes were all scripted early last year, and then I decided, well, you know, screw that. I don't have the energy for that. I'm too goddamn spoonless to keep that up at any significant rate. So now I'm back to, you know, I'll script the opening and the closing, and then I'll try and loosely talk about the things that are going on in between. And I think I've at least brushed in or checked in on all the things that I loosely wanted to talk about at the start of the episode. So I will say I am trying my best. More support would be greatly appreciated. Again, thank you so much, Stu G, for being my first patron. I will try and get a rough draft of this episode out to you before I edit it, maybe? I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, or at least give you the script or something. I've got to figure out how Patreon works, and I've also got to not go in the sellout direction, really, I think is what Benny's calling out, that so many, quote-unquote, professional podcasters go. They just, like, once they hit the professional level, they seem to lose a lot of their integrity, and I don't have much in this world, but I do feel like I have integrity. In the work that I do, in the effort that I put forth, in everything I try and do, I try and give it the most integrity I possibly can. And in a neurotypical world that works on a different pace and that works to different standards, it is often the case that that integrity isn't appreciated. When I say I care for someone and worry about someone, I care for someone and obsessively worry. When I say I have integrity and I emphasize being honest, I really try not to hold anything back but the finite details that need to be held back to keep myself safe and my partner safe. So really, when I record one of these episodes, I'm laying it all out there for you. And I hope you appreciate it, and I appreciate those of you who appreciate it, because I can only think of ending this with the Carol Quinn quote, "People can be so cold. They'll hurt you, and they'll search you. They'll take your soul if you let them. Don't you let them." Thanks for listening.
All the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see. Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Thank you. above my head, there's a thought crime running through my head. Can't take these rules, and people are fools, but I need them. I desperately need them.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to support my work, please leave a review in the podcast apps, or if you have the funds, check out my PayPal and Patreon available at knickknackpod.net. Your help is greatly appreciated. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy this music, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links can be found in the show notes available at knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. The Knick Knack Podcast and FS Read Along series is copyright 2006 through 2022 by the Knick Knack Podcast Network and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for listening. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Bye.
I'm ready.